Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella middle school students in 7th grade social studies classes gave back to charity last week. Hear from some of those students on today's program.
Lauren Oppenhausen.
I'm Brie Van Zanny.
I'm Phoebe Haug.
I'm Elsie Payne.
I'm Carter Davis.
And the five of you were the masters of ceremony for the annual check presentation from the social studies classes here at Pella Middle School, donating to charity through your concession stand. First of all, let our listeners know, whoever wants to start us, what this project is and how you built up the concession stand.
We had a concession stand through the girls and boys basketball season, and people would work after school until about like 6:30, and we would give food and drinks to people.
And the profits helped a lot of things. So tell our listeners how much money, who has the number of how much money was made?
We made $4,663, and we gave away $4,275.
And of that $4,275, a bunch of charities. So who wants to talk about some of the different charities? I think the three of you, if you want to mention some of them and why they were picked.
Yeah. One of the charities we chose was Estella's Wish. We thought that one was super cool because AHD is a super rare condition. One in 1 million children get it. And so we just thought that was a really cool thing to help try to find that cure.
We also did the Pella Food Shelf, which is our local food shelf, and we've had many people go for service projects to go help out there.
We also presented to Team Keeks and Gracie's Foundation, and they were really fun to present to because they actually have come and talked to us for assemblies, and we kind of got to hear their story about their families, and it was really cool to just be a part of that and donate to them.
And really cool that we got to FaceTime Keegan. I know he was one of your classmates.
Yeah.
Very good.
We donated to Meals from the Heartland. And we packaged meals for school like last Friday.
We also did Backpack Buddies. It's an organization in our school. It's one of our counselor actually runs it. And it's just where the people who like don't have food or maybe like can't have food at home, where they can just get food here. And
one of the other charities we had was Many Hands for Haiti, helping people down in Haiti who didn't have a lot of food because they're going through a lot of hardship right now. So that was really cool to get to help people miles away.
The Ronald McDonald House one, we had Caroline Baker come in, and it was pretty cool because, it was just like something that not many of us have heard about.
Another charity we did was Together for Good, and I think it was really cool because like a local family here in town, their daughter actually is in the 7th grade, they host a family, and it was really incredible that they could like present to them and that we can just help with that.
Another charity we presented to was Make-A-Wish, and they make wishes for children like with special needs.
Another charity we also did was Care Bags. They give like bags for people in need who might need like items that they don't have and they can't afford or get.
And all of those charities were part of the overall giving. And one of the things you guys got to learn about this was giving itself. Why is service and giving important to you? And why do you think you want to keep doing it as you get older?
I just think this is really important because there's a lot of stuff going on that's not so good in the world right now. And so it's really important to just keep giving and making people's lives better because not as many people have as good of lives as we have, such as electricity, clean water, consistent food, which is actually pretty rare, but we're so lucky to have that. So it's really awesome to be able to give to people who don't have those needs.
I think that it's just amazing that we get to help out these people because they help out so many other people and they help us in our schools. And it's just great that we could help give back to the people who are either global, domestic, or like local charities.
I think giving and service is like really important because it's like a big part of leadership and being a leader, and I think it's just so important because like in past years we haven't done as much stuff for giving, and this year was just like a really big, and it opened like my eyes to helping in the community and stuff, and it's just really cool that we can contribute to something bigger than just our school.
Giving is important because like what everybody else said, we need to be able to help people who are less fortunate than us and don't have like the things that they need to survive or have a good life.
I think like giving is important because like just like what she said, that it's just like helping people live that need like that stuff to live. And just giving stuff out just gives you like a good feeling inside and motivates you to do more.
I think that covers it. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything, numbers that you guys wanted to share? Or I think we're good.
The middle school has gave away $42,000 over the years.
Wow, $42,000.
Yeah, we were just like $60 off from being the top year that has given back.
Once again, those were Pella Middle School 7th grade social studies students discussing their gifts to charity following a concession stand project held this year. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.